Another place that we often look for structure is in poetic form. So we searched high and low and found a local Stegner fellow here at Stanford who's just written a collection of sonnets. Jill McDonough's most recent book commemorates some of the 20,000 people who have just been legally killed under the death penalty throughout the history of the United States. In a way, Jill's careful use of iambic pentameter and seems as natural as everyday speech. This is one titled Margaret Gallagher.
June 4th, 1715, Margaret Gallagher, Boston, Massachusetts. The news that week includes a lioness displayed, attacking fowls and cats. They watched her feeding time, remarked on her merciless cruelty. Meanwhile, Cotton Mather preached against hard-hearted sinners, hardness of heart. He helped with her confession, which reflects on attempts to destroy her unborn child, a part of her wicked crime, completed through neglect. Now hers is a stony heart of flint. Ah, form it, behold. The congregation calls for your wondrous industry, agony, your death 4 days off. Pray for a clean and a soft heart. Don't fall from this fresh gallows to the mouths of dragons, unconcerned, adamant, so little broken.
One of our producers, Lee Constantino, had the chance to meet with Jill McDonough in San Francisco this past weekend and asked her a little bit about her soon-to-be-released book, Habeas Corpus.
The sonnet for me is like the, if you're thinking about poetic form, like that's the go-to form. That's really the form of English poetry. So I wanted to do something for these people that was more formal than free verse or prose. I wanted to honor them with something that was, you know, lots of times they didn't get a eulogy, they didn't get a gravestone. So I wanted to give them something. And I wanted to, I thought the sonnet was a way of drawing them back into a literary tradition or a culture that we kicked them out, and now I wanted to bring not all of them. We've executed about 20,000 people since colonial, like the recorded legal executions in America. So choosing a representative number and bringing them together and honoring them with the poetic form, and I that's one of the reasons I chose a sonnet. Also, it's a love poem. Like people think of a sonnet as being a love poem, and that helped me stay empathetic when I was writing about some pretty horrible people.
Jill also said that staying within the confines of a poetic form like the sonnet really enhanced her experience as a writer.
When I think that a lot of people, when they think of iambic pentameter, then they want to just hide under their covers and die. Like, iambic pentameter is not a phrase that we want to hear after about ninth grade, yeah. When we are forced to understand what it is. But I think it's, like I said about being part of a tradition, I think the form accomplishes a lot, and the form makes, focuses the attention, and it renders more powerful and more condensed what could be kind of sloppy is in prose. Yeah. I'm pretty intimate with the sonnet. I spent a lot of time writing sonnets and reading sonnets and thinking about sonnets. It was very difficult to have a line that was more than was longer than a line of iambic pentameter after I finished with this project. Like once I wanted to write free verse again, it was hard to let loose in those ways and have like big sloppy lines and discursive asides. And but you know, that's a satisfying and completely legitimate way to go. So I wanted to. Maybe it's like a runner who like is doing 50-yard sprints for 5 years and then is like, I think I'm going to try a marathon. Like, or I'm going to try cross country. Or I'm going to try, I don't know, riding my bicycle, like doing something else. So it was a terrific workout for me as a writer. And I think I have a lot more admiration for people who writes on it. And I'm more excited about like being able to, it's like, any skill that you develop, like if you're a carpenter, then you have better appreciation for architecture. So being on the inside of a sonnet for that long, trying to figure out how to make it accomplish the larger goals that I had, that's something that I'm really happy that I gained from that part of the project.
Jill McDonough is a Stegner Fellow here at Stanford.